Now a look at a winter tradition in Wisconsin. With temps well below zero this week, it can be hard to wrap your mind around the concept of jumping into a freezing lake for a good time. But lots of people across the state have done it.
Joining us now to talk about the polar plunge tradition is Christina Harris. She's Director of Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin. The organization is sponsoring several polar plunges around the state to raise money for Special Olympics. Christina, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
What exactly, first of all, is a polar plunge?
Well, a polar plunge is when people run or jump into freezing cold water to raise money for our Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes.
And how long do they stay there once they get in?
Usually it's just a few seconds. Most people like to get out right away. I definitely like to get out of the water right away when I'm doing the polar plunge, although there are some people that kind of stick around there for a little while. They don't mind it so much.
Do we know who the sick mind that came up? Wait, that's kind of judgmental. Do we know where the idea came from?
Well, actually, polar plunge events have been held all over the world for decades, really. The idea to host the polar plunge here in Wisconsin came from Alaska. There was a Special Olympics office out there that was hosting the event, and so we had some of our staff and law enforcement volunteers take the plunge up in Alaska, and they liked it so much that they brought it down here, and we've been holding the event ever since 1999.
So you've done several polar plunges over the years, it sounds like. Can you take us back to that first one, what it was like?
Definitely. You know, you're a little bit anxious at the beginning. You stand in line, not wearing very much clothing. they call out your name. You jump in. You lose your breath for a few seconds, and then you're just moving as quickly as you can towards the staircase to get out of the water, and then running to the hot tubs as fast as you can.
Yeah, let's talk about the post game here. What you mentioned a hot tub. What else is there for the warming back up after you get out?
Well, there's heated tents, thank goodness. So usually, you know, make sure you bring a warm change of clothes that are sitting for you in that tent. A lot of our polar plunges, we have a pub available, so there are some beverages to warm up afterwards as well if you're over the age of 21. So just, you know, having a cheerleading squad is always good, too. Having people there to warm you up after the event is always nice.
So I'm listening to you thinking, okay, I still don't get why people do it. The after part sounds nice, but is there something, like, once you've done this, do you feel like, you know, is it sort of like walking over hot coals? You feel like you've really, you're jumping out of an airplane, you've really done something?
Yeah, I've jumped out of an airplane before, and I would say that this is a very similar type of feeling. It's one of those bucket list type of activities that you just want to check off, and afterwards you definitely have some bragging rights. I mean, people will come up to you and they will be impressed when they hear that you've taken the polar plunge. It's also a great way to kind of rinse out last year and just cleanse and bring in the new year with an activity like this. So a good way to start the new year.
The bucket list is supposedly things we want to do before we die. I would be concerned, and I think a lot of people would, that this would be the thing we do seconds before we die. How much of a safety concern is there? Are there people who are warned away from this for one reason or another?
You know, we have medical personnel on staff. We have volunteers from law enforcement who are usually in the water. They're all bundled up in like wetsuits, and they're in the water and they're there to help anyone out if they need help getting out of the water. Obviously, if the weather is really cold, if it's below -4 degrees Fahrenheit, or if the wind chills below -10 degrees Fahrenheit, we look at modifying the event. We don't want anyone to get hurt. And that usually will mean maybe doing like a pinky plunge where you stick your pinky into a kiddie pool of water or stick your hand into the water instead.
I can do that, yeah.
So we look at alternatives if need be.
So you wouldn't have been doing that the last couple of days here in Wisconsin. No polar plunges.
Polar vortex, yeah.
Polar vortex plunge, maybe not.
Yep, exactly.
Well, what kinds of people typically sign up to do something like this? Is there a polar plunge type?
You know, I would say not so much. There are many different types of people that do the polar plunge. I've seen kids, you know, age 6 all the way up to adults in their 80s or 90s doing the polar plunge. There's really a lot of diversity. We have a lot of students that take the polar plunge. A lot of company teams get together. It's a really good way to bond with your coworkers. I've done the event with my coworkers before, and it's definitely something to talk about afterwards.
My brother did this once, and he wore a suit, like a cheap secondhand suit.
Okay.
And I know some people go even further with costumery for the polar plunge. What kind of things have you seen out there in the water?
Well, I've seen all sorts of things. I've seen the Wizard of Oz. I've seen the whole crew from the Wizard of Oz.
Not the witch, right? Because she'd melt.
That's true. She'd freeze. Yep. And I've been a mermaid before. We had a team of mermaids one year. Togas, that was the worst idea because you don't want to wear a lot of clothes when you do the polar plunge. Less is better here. And so the toga just kind of clung right onto you afterwards. It was terrible.
So yards of sheet, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Yeah, less is better here. That's for sure.
If you're going to do one of these things and you decide, you put your mind to it, is there a way to prepare for it? Or is it something you can't really prepare for?
I'd say, yeah, there's some preparation that comes with taking the polar plunge. You want to make sure that you don't wear flip-flops, for example, because you'll lose them. So make sure that you will bring, sandals that strap onto your feet, or even water shoes are a really good option, too. You want to make sure, as I said before, you bring a change of clothes and a towel, and also a plastic bag for any of your wet clothes afterwards. So just making sure that you have some of those items on you, the waiver signed, all those good things when you're coming to the event will help the event go by a little bit easier.
Sometimes in Lake Superior, even in August, I have to work up the nerve to get in. Do you have a lot of fence sitters lingering on the shore trying to work up the nerve to get into the water?
I think there's definitely been a couple of people who maybe backed out at the last minute, but it's definitely worth it to just go the whole way, and you won't have any regrets, I promise.
Now, you said these plunges were taking place kind of all over the country, at least where it's cold enough. Is there something that makes them uniquely Wisconsin that you know of?
Well, I'd say probably here in Madison, we have a polar plunge pub, which I would say is definitely uniquely Wisconsin. We do actually have events even taking place in Southern California, if you can believe it or not. They have a polar plunge as well there. Where
doesn't count.
It doesn't seem quite as hard.
That's like our Lake Superior plunge. You know?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
So when, I think you've got a whole bunch of them coming up in February, is that right?
We do, yep. We have 12 events taking place across the state. The first event starts Saturday, February the 8th, and then they run through March the 1st. And to get signed up, you can just visit SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org.
Are you doing it again this year?
I am, yes. I'm going to do it in Green Bay.
In costume?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to be plunging with the Fox Sports Wisconsin team, so we'll probably have matching shirts, some kind of uniform. That's what we did last year, and it was a great time.
So, Rob, a WPR Polar Plunge team,
we'll
Central
Time?
We'll
see you there. Oh, I feel a sniffle coming on that'll hit me full on.
Yeah, we'll definitely meet you there,
February.
Christina.
I hope to see you there. I really do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the polar plunges this year.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We've been talking to Christina Harris. She's Director of Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin. The organization is sponsoring several polar plunges around the state to raise money for Special Olympics.
If you have ever polar plunged, let us know about it. Tweet us. We are Central Time WPR on Facebook, Central Time on WPR, or by email, centraltime@wpr.org. Lots of ways to tell us your polar plunge story via the internet.